behind the scenes, the Muse architecture. Orders are nobody can see the Great Oz. Not nobody, not know how. Guardian of the Emerald City Gates, the Wizard of Oz. Starting with the end in mind, an organizational map of what the eventual business will look like is not new. Infamous dealmaker Wayne Huizenga copied the org chart of McDonald's to turn Blockbuster into a billion-dollar behemoth, and dozens of titans have done much the same. In our case, it's the end in mind that is different. Our goal isn't to create a business that is as large as possible, but rather a business that bothers us as little as possible. The architecture has to place us out of the information flow instead of putting us at the top of it. I didn't get this right the first time I tried. In 2003, I was interviewed in my home office for a documentary called As Seen on TV. We were interrupted every 20 to 30 seconds with beeping email notifications, IM pings, and ringing phones. I couldn't leave them unanswered because dozens of decisions depended on me. If I didn't ensure the trains were running on time and put out the fires, no one would. Splitting the pie, outsourcer economics. Each outsourcer takes a piece of the revenue pie. Here is what the general profit loss might look like for a hypothetical $80 product sold via phone and developed with the help of an expert who is paid a royalty. I recommend calculating profit margins using higher than anticipated expenses. This will account for unforeseen costs, read screw-ups, and miscellaneous fees such as monthly reports, etc. Revenue. Product cost, $80. Shipping and handling, $12.95. Total revenue, $92.95. Expenses. Product manufacturing, $10. Call center. 83 cents per minute times average call time of 4 minutes, $3.32. Shipping, $5.80. Fulfillment, $1.85 per package plus 50 cents for boxes and packing, $2.35. Credit card processing, 2.75% of $92.95, $2.56. Returns plus declined cards, 6% of $92.95, $5.58. Royalties, 5% of wholesale price of $48, $80 times 0.6, $2.40. Total expenses, $32.01. Profit, revenue minus expenses, $60.94. How do you factor in advertising cost? If a $1,000 ad or $1,000 in PPC produces 50 sales, my advertising cost per order, CPO, is $20. This makes the actual per unit profit $40.94.